Welcome back to Words Accompanied by the Spirit. This is episode 273 entitled Pride and Arrogance Deceives You. When the untrained and unlearned read the first scripture in the 18th chapter of the book of Deuteronomy, we will think that the Levites are getting the bad end of the deal, that God had forsaken them to be beggars while owning nothing of their own. Even the Levites would be unwise not to realize that they were endowed with the greatest blessing of all the tribes of Israel: the Lord God as their unique gift. They should focus on He who owns the cattle of a thousand hills. The priests, the Levites, and all the tribes of Levi shall have no part nor inheritance with Israel. They shall eat the offerings of the Lord made by fire and His inheritance. Therefore shall they have no inheritance among their brethren. The Lord is their inheritance, as He hath said unto them. Deuteronomy chapter 18, verses 1 through 2 of the King James Version. They were to receive the sacred first fruits of every endowment offered to God. The sacrifices were to be without blemish, because this was seen as being ill or evil favored, detestable, and an abomination. Nothing else was needed. Nothing else should be desired. God gave them His word. But for most of us, this is not enough. Listen. For God is not unrighteous to forget your work and labor of love, which you have showed toward His name, in that you have ministered to the saints and do minister. And we desire that every one of you do show the same diligence to the full assurance of hope unto the end, that ye be not slothful, but followers of them who through faith and patience inherit the promises. For when God made the promise to Abraham, because he could swear by no greater, he swore by himself, saying, "Surely blessing I will bless thee, and multiplying I will multiply thee." For men verily swear by the greater, and an oath for confirmation is to them an end of all strife. Hebrews chapter 6, verses 10 through 14 and 16 of the King James Version. Men expect that when they say yes or no, there should be no further discussion of the matter, that they should be able to swear by someone or something whom they deem greater than God, even themselves, but refuse to believe what God says in His word. The blessings and the curses, His salvation and condemnation, eternal life and eternal damnation. This is why we were commanded, "Thou shalt fear the Lord thy God and serve Him, and shall swear by His name." Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 13 of the King James Version. When you go back and read about the Levites, there was a lot that was required of them physically, mentally, psychologically, emotionally, and spiritually. But thou shalt appoint the Levites over the tabernacle of testimony, and over all the vessels thereof, and over all the things that belong to it. They shall bear the tabernacle and all the vessels thereof, and they shall minister unto it, and shall encamp round about the tabernacle. And when the tabernacle setteth forward, the Levites shall take it down. And when the tabernacle is to be pitched, the Levites shall set it up. And the stranger that cometh nigh shall be put to death. And the children of Israel shall pitch their tents, every man by his own camp, and every man by his own standard, throughout their hosts. But the Levites shall pitch round about the tabernacle of testimony, that there be no wrath upon the congregation of the children of Israel. And the Levites shall keep the charge of the tabernacle of testimony. Numbers chapter 1, verses 50 to 53 of the King James Version. They were a human manifestation of the Ark of the Covenant, in the same that they were a barrier and a perimeter to keep the sinful people separate from the wrath of God, the Holy of Holies, who may out of ignorance and in uncleanness attempt to approach God in a callous disregard. The blood of the people would be on them if they did not uphold the high standards that were set before them. And this shall be the priest's due from the people, from them that offer sacrifice, whether it be ox or sheep. And they shall give unto the priest the shoulder, and the two cheeks, and the maw, the first fruit also of thy corn, of thy wine, and thine oil, and the first of the fleece of thy sheep shalt thou give him. For the Lord thy God has chosen him out of all the tribes to stand and minister in the name of the Lord, him and his sons forever. Deuteronomy chapter 18, verses 3 to 5 of the King James Version. I was compelled to research this and learn that the shoulder represented the people's strength. The cheeks symbolize the power of speech and the words one speaks. And the maw or stomach, the desires, appetites, and the sustenance that provides life and strength to the whole body, with all being dedicated to God. This should be an example of the hard work and dedication that is required of those who say that they truly love the Lord as He shows His love for us. In the same way, God, in His desire to show the heirs of the promise the unchangeable nature of His purpose, intervened and guaranteed it with an oath, so that by two unchangeable things, His promise and His oath, in which it is impossible for God to lie, we who have fled to him for refuge would have strong encouragement and indwelling strength to hold tightly to the hope set before us. This hope, this confident assurance we have as an anchor of the soul, it cannot slip and it cannot break down under whatever pressure bears upon it. A safe and steadfast hope that enters within the veil of the heavenly temple, that most holy place in which the very presence of God dwells, where Jesus has entered in advance as a forerunner for us, having become a high priest forever according to the order of Melchizedek. Hebrews chapter 6, verses 17 to 20 of the Amplified Version. And again, whatever your hand finds to do, do it with all your might, for there is no activity or planning or knowledge or wisdom in Sheol, the netherworld, the place of the dead, where you are going. I again saw under the sun that the race is not to the swift, and the battle is not to the strong, and neither is bread to the wise, nor riches to those of intelligence and understanding, nor favor to men of ability. But time and chance overtake them all. For man also does not know his time of death. Like fish caught in a treacherous net and birds caught in the snare, so the sons of men are ensnared in an evil time when a dark cloud suddenly falls on them. Ecclesiastes chapter 9, verses 10 through 12 of the Amplified Version. The work of the Levites was so physically arduous that they were allowed to retire at the age of 50. Needing the mental clarity that made them unable to serve before the age of 25. Yet in this country, the age of retirement is gradually being pushed back, as children are being given the choice to make life-altering decisions. Even with all of this, God is a free will God. Everyone is given a choice in whom they will serve. And if a Levite come from any of the gates out of all Israel, where he sojourned, and come with all the desire of his mind unto the place which the Lord shall choose, then he shall minister in the name of the Lord his God, as all his brethren the Levites do, which stand before the Lord. Deuteronomy chapter 18, verses 6 through 7 of the King James Version. As I watched the raids, deportations, and revoking of visas for the Venezuelans, South Koreans, and Nigerians, to name a few, it speaks volumes that this country is full of stubborn, obstinate people, blind to the fact that just like an abusive spouse, your enemy within is isolating you to destroy you. Being pig-headed and mulish, you are arrogant, insolent, full of vanity and conceit, so blind in your ways. Let me give you two out of many judgments that are upon us as a nation and as a people. The first shows the warning and the swiftness of the judgment that followed. And you have exalted yourself against the Lord of heaven, and the vessels of his house has been brought before you, and you and your nobles, your wives, and concubines have been drinking wine from them, defiling the holy things of God. And you have praised the gods of silver and gold, of bronze, iron, wood, and stone, which do not see or hear or understand, but the God who holds in his hand your breath of life, and your ways you have not honored and glorified, but dishonored and defied. Then the hand was sent from the presence of the Most High God, and this inscription was written. This is the inscription that was written. Mene, Mene, Tekel, Upharsin. Numbered, numbered, weighed, and divided. This is the interpretation of the message. Mene, God has numbered the days of your kingdom and put an end to it. Tekel, you have been weighed on the scales of righteousness and found deficient, wanting, egregiously lacking. Perez, your kingdom has been divided and given over to the Medes and Persians. Then Belshazzar gave the command, and Daniel was clothed with purple, and a chain of gold was put around his neck. And a proclamation was issued declaring that he now had authority as the third ruler in the kingdom. Here is the swiftness of his judgment. As this king still did not acknowledge God, nor did he repent of his evil. During the same night, Belshazzar, the last Chaldean king, was slain by troops of the invading army. Daniel chapter 5, verses 23 to 30 of the Amplified Version. As a nation, we are warned in Isaiah 47, verses 8 through 11, as it is also written in the book of Revelation. Because this is the cadence, the pride of this country, even in the midst of judgment. Anyone who says that this is not how a prideful people think and speak are deliberately ignorant. To the degree that she glorified herself and reveled and gloated in her sensuality, living deliciously and luxuriously, to that same degree impose on her torment and anguish, and mourning and grief. For in her heart she boasts, I sit as a queen on a throne, and I am not a widow, says the one whose leaders are deliberately isolating you to break and enslave you in preparation for the kings of the east that are coming, and will never ever see mourning or experience grief. For this reason, in a single day, her plagues, afflictions, calamities will come. Pestilence and mournings and famine. And she will be burnt up with fire and completely consumed, destroyed. For strong and powerful is the Lord God who judges her. Revelation chapter 18, verses 7 through 8 of the Amplified Version. God is no respecter of persons. He is impartial in his judgment. He is fair and equitable. And he does not take away from those what is rightfully given and what belongs to them. They shall have light portions to eat beside that which cometh out of the sale of his patrimony. Deuteronomy chapter 18, verse 8 of the King James Version. As I am preparing this post, a young man was executed in public. Then the image of this was displayed all over the internet. This is what is clearly happening that many refuse to see. Satan has a team of people who work for him. For a certain group, they will promise riches, glory, and fame if they carry out the enemy's sadistic agendas. They are told of his blessings, but they are not told that even he will require their lives if it serves to expedite his kingdom into its full glory. An elite group of people that sit behind the scenes are doing all they can to make this happen. They control the hierarchy of laws in this land, from the constitutional laws, to the statutory laws, to the administrative laws, down to the common laws, and they are showing you that they can be changed when it suits them. We are being expedited into a brutally murderous and merciless system that has always been run by principalities, spiritual wickedness, and darkness in high places, only able to be held in abeyance by the Lord Jesus Christ himself. But sin and disobedience to his word is allowing the veil of separation to be torn. As I have said many times before, as the Spirit is speaking, it is very clear that after building this man up, his life was sacrificed to further embolden those who refuse to stop and think, that are driven in their evil hearts by hate, to wonder why exactly this was done. This is successfully done because this is Mystery Babylon, full of a people that are so malevolent and malicious that they will say, "We have to get this war started in the name of our gods," whose leaders, in a self-serving, opportunistic manner, with calculated cunning, use tragedy and calamity to slowly erode the rights of the citizens of this country. Civil war is coming to this country because of ignorance and unbelief. And these people and powers will sacrifice anyone they can, up to the highest office in the land, to achieve this outcome. Because the fate that is lying in wait for this country is written in Revelation chapters 17 and 18, which not only sums up all the judgments against this evil land that has become the habitation of devils, demons, and the hold of every foul, unclean spirit, and the cage of every unclean and hateful bird, whose destruction has been prophesied to come to pass in a literal hour. You have and are very deceived. As I pray to the Lord this morning for His goodness and mercy, for His wrath and His justice, knowing that He is a consuming fire, I worship and honor Him because He is the true epitome of love. Its very nature as our Creator lies in Him that most will never experience, whose grace is an unmerited gift because we are all unclean and unworthy. 99.5% and even greater of all human beings who walk the earth at any given time are liars because they refuse to acknowledge that no darkness abides in Him. You never pay attention of the millions of lives that dwelt on the earth in the days of Noah. Only 8 persons were saved. What don't you understand about that? And 7 of those were saved by association. But at the judgment, every individual will be judged by and of himself. So while you mock and spew hate, you who say that you love Jesus and don't consider that every soul, no matter the color or ethnic background, every true human soul was created by Him. So let me leave you with precious words to meditate on. There is one lawgiver who is able to save and destroy. Who art thou that judgest another? James chapter 4, verse 12 of the King James Version. Let me give a profound revelation that Celestial, the true prophet of the Lord, pointed out. Jacob and Esau were twins, whose direct descendants most of us are, who are doing the infighting. As we violate another core premise, Jesus knows that we are but flesh, and that many struggle with believing in His very existence because they can't see Him. But don't get it twisted. His eternal power and divine nature is clearly seen and understood through His creation. But this is why John made it clear. If a man say, I love God and hateth his brother, he is a liar. For he that loveth not his brother whom he has seen, how can he love God whom he has not seen? In other words, it is impossible. And this commandment have we from Him, from Jesus Himself, that he who loveth God love his brother also. 1 John chapter 4, verses 20 to 21 of the King James Version. God is clearly saying that if you despise his law, his entire book of the law, you hate him. How much more clearer can it get? Remember, when Babylon is destroyed, the rest of the earth will remain for a time. What is sad is that you will be the most glaring example of what happens to haters of God, and you will never see it coming, because you are deceived. I say to my Lord more and more lately that these people are becoming more deceived, not even by the minute, but by the millisecond. And it is because they choose to be. When thou art come into the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee, thou shalt not learn to do after the abominations of these nations. There shall not be found among you any one that maketh his son or his daughter to pass through the fire, or that useth divination, or an observer of times, or an enchanter, or a witch, or a charmer, or a consulter with familiar spirits, or a wizard, or a necromancer. For all that do these things are an abomination unto the Lord. And because of these abominations, the Lord thy God doth drive them out from before thee. Deuteronomy chapter 18, verses 9 through 12 of the King James Version. Again, the Lord is leading me to confirm that this is one of the many charges against Mystery Babylon. I have said before that these warnings were given because God foreknew that they would continue to happen even up to the day of reckoning. And a mighty angel took up a stone like a great millstone and cast it into the sea. Remember, we are surrounded by water, and God is showing through this angel the final end, saying, thus with violence, are you listening? Shall that great city Babylon be thrown down and shall be found no more at all. And the voice of harpers and musicians and of pipers and trumpeters shall be heard no more at all in thee. And no craftsman of whatsoever craft he be shall be found any more in thee. And the sound of a millstone shall be heard no more at all in thee. And the light of a candle shall shine no more at all in thee. And the voice of the bridegroom and of the bride shall be heard no more at all in thee. For thy merchants were the great men of the earth. For by thy sorceries were all nations deceived. Revelation chapter 18, verse 21 to 23 of the King James Version. Now I want you to pay attention to these next verses. God's intent was for them to follow and be led by a prophet, singular form, to spare their very lives because God cannot dwell in the midst of sin, that they are not consumed and destroyed. And they were reminded of this. But of course they would reject him and ask for kings and judges to rule over them. And we all see how this is going. You shall be blameless, complete, and perfect before the Lord your God. For these nations which you will dispossess, listen to those who practice witchcraft and to diviners and fortune tellers. But as for you, the Lord your God has not allowed you to do so. The Lord your God will raise up a prophet like me, Moses, from among you. From your countrymen, brothers, brethren, you shall listen to him. This is according to all that you asked of the Lord your God at Horeb, Mount Sinai, on the day of the assembly, saying, let me not hear the voice of the Lord my God again, nor see his great fire any more, so that I will not die. The Lord said to me, they have spoken well. Deuteronomy chapter 18, verses 13 through 17 of the Amplified Version. The Lord is speaking to my spirit of his greatness. Let me digress a little more. I know that he is truly Alpha and Omega. When he exalts that he is God, I love it. I appreciate that he chose me, that he will never let me walk in darkness. Many times as I praise him, I am truly at a loss for words, because even though by his Holy Spirit, his description in his word is eloquent enough, and I, as a mere mortal, can never describe him in the fullness of his glory in words alone. Thus saith the Lord, the King of Israel, and his Redeemer, the Lord of hosts. I am the first, and I am the last, and beside me there is no God. And who, as I, shall call and shall declare it, and set it in order for me, since I appointed the ancient people, and the things that are coming and shall come, let them show unto them the hidden things that are only revealed by God. Fear ye not, neither be afraid. Have not I told thee from that time, and have declared it? You are even my witnesses. Is there a God beside me? Yea, there is no God. I know not any. Isaiah chapter 44, verse 6 through 8 of the King James Version. Let me repeat it in the Amplified Version for the people who are hard of hearing. For the Lord, the King of Israel, and his Redeemer, the Lord of hosts, says this, I am the first, and I am the last, and there is no God besides me. Who is like me? Let him proclaim it and declare it. Yes, let him confront me, since I established the people of antiquity. And let them, those supposed gods, tell those people who foolishly follow them the things to come and the events that are going to take place. Do not tremble nor be afraid of the violent upheavals to come. Have I not long ago proclaimed it to you and declared it? And you are my witnesses. Is there a God besides me? There is no other rock. I know of none. And let me reaffirm this with one of his most powerful proclamations. And Moses said unto God, Behold, when I come unto the children of Israel, and shall say unto them, The God of your fathers hath sent me unto you. And they shall say to me, What is his name? What shall I say unto them? And God said unto Moses, I am that I am. And he said, Thus shalt thou say unto the children of Israel, I am hath sent me unto you. Exodus chapter 3, verses 13 to 14 of the King James Version. I will raise them up a prophet. Hello, Celestial. The last true prophet that God will send to you. From among their brethren like unto thee. And will put my words in his mouth. And he shall speak unto them all that I shall command him. And it shall come to pass that whosoever will not hearken unto my words, which he shall speak in my name, I will require it of him. But the prophet which shall presume to speak a word in my name, which I have not commanded him to speak, or that shall speak in the name of other gods, even that prophet shall die. Now heed the warning and the distinction. And if thou say in thine heart, How shall we know the word which the Lord hath not spoken? When a prophet speaketh in the name of the Lord, if the thing follow not, nor come to pass, that is the thing which the Lord hath not spoken. But the prophet hath spoken it presumptuously. Thou shalt not be afraid of him. Deuteronomy chapter 19, verses 18 to 22 of the King James Version. Before I close, let me point out that you should be afraid of the prophet. She is the mouthpiece of God, and I will close with two examples. The first one shows that God knows even the wicked hearts of children. Please do not get God twisted. The heart is deceitfully wicked. Only God can know it. And take this scripture as it is written. They were children. And he went up from thence unto Bethel. And as he was going up by the way, there came forth little children out of the city and mocked him and said unto him, Go up, thou bald head. Go up, thou bald head. And he turned back and looked on them and cursed them in the name of the Lord. And there came forth two she-bears out of the wood. And tear 42 children of them. 2 Kings chapter 2, verses 23 to 24 of the King James Version. And finally, and he said, Hear now my words. If there be a prophet among you, I the Lord will make myself known unto him in a vision. And will speak unto him in a dream. My servant Moses is not so, who is faithful in all mine house. With him will I speak mouth to mouth, even apparently, and not in dark speeches. And the similitude of the Lord shall he behold. Wherefore then were you not afraid to speak against my servant Moses? Numbers chapter 12, verses 6 through 8 of the King James Version. Always coming from a place of love and in truth. And again, I humbly offer you some additional resources as the Lord is bringing them to me, as this prophet has described, given to her from God, so that you may prepare for what is to come. The end times are upon us, and because of my love for the Lord and my family and for you, and the great sorrow that I feel as I see those around me walking in oblivious darkness and untruths, I feel compelled to provide Celestial's teachings to you. The links are not referenced on the vlogs, but are available on the blog/podcast pages of my site at benevolentwoman.com. Please visit Celestial's site, the Master's Voice Prophecy Blog. Also visit School of the Hebrews with Pastor Omar Tebow. God is calling his people. Thank you again. Thank you.